CW Mobile.
Morning, Dave. W2T Mobile.
Good morning, Rusty. How you doing on this chilly summer, spring, beautiful, sunny day?
I'm ready to get on a drive all the way down. Got to drive down to the big town of Westminster, South Carolina this morning.
Westminster.
A business I've got to do an inspection on. You know, nothing else. A 20-minute drive down there, an hour and 20-minute back. Once I get down there, about 40 minutes. So, you know, about 3 hours total.
Ahead of time to see if they had any repeaters in Westminster?
Look there, because they're a small town, and I mean small town. And there are actually two towns that combined here a long time ago. So, cops got him. Somebody pulled up here in the parking lot up here in front of the coffee house, so some kind of truck he got, pickup truck. Oh, they're getting them early this morning.
Job to do. Wasn't Westminster once an abbey? Wasn't there a thing called Westminster's Abbey?
That's over in England, yeah. And but Westminster is actually two small towns that emerged here many years ago. And I called football games down there both before and after the merge. So been there, done that, and just going to go down and do my work and get out of there. Anyway, well, let me get in here. I'm stopping at QT. I'm going to put a little bit of go juice in the car just to give me a little bit extra to go and also get me something to drink. Talk to you in a little while, Dave. W4TJW, W2T.
If you don't lollygag in there too long, I'll probably still be on the radio when you get out. W2T, W4DJW, mobile.
WKD2RKN.
KD2RKN, W4DJW. Good morning. You got a really clear signal. Sounds good.
I'm probably about 5 or 6 miles from the base of the tower right now.
Well, that explains it. It's exceptionally clear. Sounds like you're, like, sitting in a seat next to me.
Well, thank you. Good morning, Dave. How you been? Been a while since we chatted.
Enjoying life as a retired person. I am adapting well. Resistance is futile. I am being assimilated.
Looking for that job at Home Depot, huh?
Oh, I'm not going to go that far. I enjoy my freedom. I get those things from those job search sites roll in every single day. I delete about 20 of those a day. I just cannot see me going back to reporting to somebody.
I understand that. I am on my way to the big state of Missouri today.
Oh, wow. What's out in Missouri that you're interested in?
Well, I'm going out there to the National Weather Service Training Center to get some training on their next rad radar.
All kinds of training here lately, aren't you? You're going to have to come back and teach all of us. Retire and then teach all of us retirees all the stuff that you learned.
Man, I'm telling you, I've been busier than a one-legged man trying to kick his own tail here lately.
Well, that's a good thing. Enjoy it. You'll look back on it one day and miss it a little bit. I don't miss who I reported to and what I had to report on, but I do miss the interaction with the people every day.
Yeah, I've been in the job a year now, and I like it. It's the hidden gem of the federal government, in my opinion.
What you're getting to do is just remarkable, isn't it? we got some stuff that we can put your skills to work when you get a moment to breathe.
I hear you, and I'll gladly help out when I can. But my goodness, there's a lot of stuff moving that people have no idea that it's the moving parts.
No. That's a really good point. That's one reason when all of our doubts and fears, if you knew everything that was happening, a lot of the doubts and fears would go away.
This is true. This is very true.
That surface. What you get from the reporting outlets is just the scratching the surface. It's not getting anywhere near any depth whatsoever. But I'm glad you're enjoying it and you're having a good time. What time's your flight? You're not driving out there, right?
I'm driving out there because I'm going to be out there for over a month.
Oh, okay. Well, you're going to enjoy the ride out there. How long is it going to take you to get there?
Google Maps says 16 hours, but I'm going to stop in Illinois and stay the night tonight. I don't think I'm going to make it all in one hitch. I think I'll just kick back and relax and get me a hotel. I already got one reserved and just spend the night there watching TV, and that's okay with me.
The four-legged animals you can take out there with you, are they're going to all stay home or what?
They're home with the wife and youngins. I thought about taking one out with me, but the wife basically said, if you take one, it does nothing. If you're going to take one, take both. That way I can catch a break. And I figured the common sense better gets better of me, and I just leave them there with her.
When I was gone for a while, I was tempted to take mine with me. I had separation anxiety from them more than I did from my wife, because I talked to her every day, multiple times every day, but didn't talk to them at all. So you get to missing them when you're gone that long.
Yeah, and then them youngins, too. I got three little boys, so I ain't excited about leaving them for a month, but it is necessary from time to time.
Well, it'll pay off for them in the end. You'll come back wiser, and that'll gotta get passed on to them eventually.
And they have their moments of brilliance, but sometimes their kids, they have their moments of dullness, too.
That is true. You're absolutely right. Well, I'm glad you're getting to experience all of that stuff you're getting to experience, but I miss you being in our club.
Man, it's just been way too busy with that and the kids and everything else, but I think things will start settling down probably in the next 6 or 7 months, and then I can breathe and start doing some things I wanted to do again instead of just, you know, banging out the grind every day.
All right, well, we've got a lot of new interesting stuff going on in the club that I think you would be able to contribute to, and also you'd have some takeaways for yourself. So when you get back, just know we got a spot waiting for you.
Roger that. I want to jump off the radio here and turn on some tunes for this drive and try to make it to Asheville before lunch.
All right, well, enjoy your trip. Have a safe trip, and good talking to you. KD2RKN, W4DJW Mobile.
7-3s to you, Dave. Have a good week. KD2RKN, W4DJW.
With Two Tango on the road again.
Back in there too long. You got it done.
Oh, yeah. Now all I got to do is get my GPS set up.
I do that before you're moving. Sometimes those things don't like to be set up while they're moving.
Programmed this into my GPS. All I had to do is hit the...
That makes it a whole lot easier. Sometimes I try to do that while I'm going. And if it's already pre-programmed in there, and all you got to do is pull it up from, you know, past events, it works pretty good. Otherwise, you got to pull over and stop. With my car, anyway.
I have 71 miles to go.
Weren't you working on getting your Super Loop back up? Do you ever get it back up? Point at the same time the repeater was coming down. Say that again.
Dead.
Getting your Super Loop back up?
Yep.
Super Loop. Your antenna. Your HF antenna.
Oh, I got the corner of it raised up higher in the air. I haven't gotten together a crew to come and replace the wire yet. That's a task to still be accomplished, but I did get the corner of it raised about another 15 feet or so in the air, which was... It was down to only about 15 feet off the ground, so it wasn't being too useful there.
I imagine that extra 15 feet is helping you out on your HF nets.
A little bit. Helps out a little bit. Makes things a little bit, I can receive a little bit better, and I'm getting people from the area north of me, you know, a little bit better, so it works out.
Well, that's good. I started to get back into that and start doing HF heavy, and I was spending like 4 hours a day on it. So I decided to put that back in the drawer. it consumes too many hours.
And here on some of the nets at night, we got on both 40 meters, 75 meters, the HF nets. I worked all states and DX awards net, so. We can always use another South Carolina contact in here. We don't have that many getting on from this area down here.
And when I get, you know, some bandwidth, but I did that without the bandwidth, and I'm behind on my other stuff, so I decided that was the one that was going to be compartmentalized, put in a drawer and close until I have more time, because I'm not able to even fly airplanes much anymore.
Tired, my friend. Sounds like you're working harder now than when you were working.
But I'm enjoying it. Time goes by pretty quick. I don't even know what day of the week is most of the time. And that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. I used to always know what day of the week it was.
I like to get out here and do these things that I do. I was up in Asheville. I was up in Hendersonville yesterday morning, all morning. About 2 or 3 hours doing inspections. Go down here and do this one down here in Westminster today, and then I'll do one in Spartanburg tomorrow. And that's all I've got scheduled right now. I'll have to see if there's any more clothes that I want to take on.
It reminds me, there's a hobby shop up in Hendersonville that I used to go to when I was a kid. And I heard it was still open and running. I want to go up there and just look around.
I went by it the other day as I was going down the street. Didn't have time to stop because I was running late for an appointment, but it's still there.
Talk about then. I was too young to drive, and I used to get my parents to take me up there when I had a pocket full of money from cutting grass or selling Coke bottles, you know, build up enough money to buy a new airplane, and I'd go up there and buy a balsa wood airplane, some silk span, and some dope, and go back home and build my airplane.
And that's what you do. And mine, when I went to the hobby shops, was to get into the models. I got into model trains late in life, and that was the fun thing, was to go buy the trains and the equipment to set up a layout.
Days, weren't they? Although I would not go back to them. They were good old days. It was a much simpler time.
What do you mean? Well, I'm going to put down and pay attention to where I am, because I've run into a bunch of traffic out here I didn't expect to see this time of day. Anyway, Dave, I'll be around and I'll be listening. WU2T Mobile.
I say trip. Good talking to you. WU2T, W4DJW Mobile.